The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Our Daddy, we thank you this morning. Lord, we appreciate you for your goodness. We appreciate you, Lord, for mercy. Thank you because you are the Lord God that has called. And because you have called, oh God, you are the one that is working in us, both to do and to will. Lord, we appreciate you because, God, that which you have said in us, you are able to perfect. We give you all the honor this morning in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for this beautiful morning. We have gathered at your feet again. Help us to feed at your table. In the mighty name of Jesus. This feast that you have prepared for us, oh God, help us to eat. Help us to drink. You are the food we need. And we are the drink we need. Give us today's portion, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless our hearts. Help us to see you more today. Grant grace to every one of us. Help us to walk further into life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we appreciate you, for in Jesus' name we have prayed. I want us to take this song together. Salvation to our God, who sits upon the throne, and to the Lamb forevermore. Salvation. Salvation to our God, who sits upon the throne, and to the Lamb forever. Salvation. Salvation is of God. When he says salvation, God is salvation. And also the Lamb is salvation. He says salvation to the Lord. When he said to here, that means it belongs to him. Salvation is of God and of the Lamb. So when you are talking about salvation, you are talking about the Lamb and God. They are the entities of salvation. They are the one that brings salvation to man. Right from the beginning, where God made man, God's plan is that man will come into salvation. So it has been their intention since when they made man. And in this season, God has decided the time has come that salvation will be revealed to man. We have journeyed some journeys. We did not get here in one day. We have been coming. Our fathers have walked with the Father. And He showed them a dispensation at their season. And they walked in the dispensation. But in this season, God is saying it is time for salvation. They have not got at a level. When Abraham met with God, God said to him, I am your shield and your exceeding great reward. I am your faith and your salvation. He declared it before it came to be. Abraham walked with God, and God granted him grace to see him in different dimensions. God is full of compartments. It's full of compartments. We cannot learn God one day. But one thing God grants grace for man is, when your father has walked, he will not bring you into the work of your fathers. You will not start from where your father started from. So you can make further move into salvation. A generation cannot finish God. It is from generation to generation. I always thank God because he made us to be alive in this season. Not before. He determined that you'll be alive at this season. Not 100 years ago. And that you are alive today is you are led to come and know salvation. He said to Adam, he said, fear not. Fear not. This is God is telling us, fear not. Because when you look at the world, there are so many things to be fearful about. Look at our generation. Look at Nigeria. Don't look far. When you look at Nigeria, in the natural, you will quake. Because as far as the natural is concerned, there is no hope. But as far as God is concerned, there is hope. And it's only in God that you can come to this hope. That you will not fear their fear. You will not run their race. Most of us are youths. We have strength. We can run. You are mobile. You want to be all over the place. But God is saying, fear not. Fear can make you to run. You can see hope somewhere else and feel there is hope in America. And all you are doing is to get visa to run to America. God is saying, no. The hope is not in America. The hope is not in UK. The hope is in God. If you go to America or you go to UK, you only change your weather. Your above remains the same. Praise God. But we must know that what God wants for us is not to fear. When you are not fearful, you are settled. God has worked upon your soul. You have come into understanding of faith. You have come into settlement in your inner man. Things are organized. You are gathered together. And it's only God that gathers. Praise God. Hallelujah. He said, Abraham, I am thy shield. And the shield is faith. So God preached the message of salvation to Abraham. And thy exceeding great. God is the exceeding great reward. God wants to give us himself. He is our reward. After you have journeyed the journey of faith, and you keep journeying, you journey into hope, you journey into charity, you journey into God who is our salvation. He is our reward. Salvation is a crowning. Praise God. Hallelujah. This morning, I just want to encourage us to know that what God is giving you is not common. It's not common. We should not take it for granted. You pay all diligence. Like Pastor Thompson was saying yesterday, pay all diligence. Take heed to that has been given unto you and unto me. Let us lay hold on life. And we cannot lay hold on life until we understand faith. Faith is a necessary cause. that all of us must come to and master. Praise God. When you finish your first degree, they say they confer on you a degree of so, so and so, because you have learnt the curriculum of that course. After that degree, you now say, I go for master's. You want to go and master something. That first degree is general degree. Now you are now tending towards a particular knowledge. Now you now see that knowledge and master it. So when you finish that, they say you now have a master's degree in a particular knowledge of the general knowledge you first of all had. Now if you move further for PhD, you are now going to master another minute knowledge out of all the general you have been learning. So when you say you are professor, you are professor of a small knowledge, but the knowledge that has been expanded, that you cannot tell others and open them to what you have learned. You become a professor not for yourself. You become a professor for people to bring them into that knowledge. Same thing God is doing with us as it is in the natural. When we start generally. They open the path of righteousness to us. We begin to learn faith. We keep moving from faith. We move to hope. You are taking us somewhere. It's not the end. But they keep giving us at levels. You have to grow in what we are learning. He said, I am your shield. We talk of shield of righteousness, which is faith. So I am what you need. I am all that you need. And after some time, Abraham came to understand what God was talking about. You see, at times God will tell you something. He will just open it up to you. You are this, but you are not yet it. He's speaking in hope of what is to do. So when he says that, you are encouraged to keep moving. Not that you are there. You are not yet there. Like you bring back to a child and say you are a doctor. Is that child a doctor? No. You are just telling the child there is a hope for you. So if the child does see that, saying, mommy calls me doctor, daddy calls me doctor, they send him to school, he's not going. Will he ever become a doctor? Never. He will never attain it. So when God declares ahead of us, say, God showed me. I know what I saw in my vision. Praise God for your vision. But God is calling your attention to something. Come and sit down and learn. If you are not groomed, if you are not raised, they can't give men to you. If God does not raise us by His Spirit, He will not commit men to us. Because you made them a worse proselyte. Praise God. But God has a hope. And that hope is us. That you are learning at this season, you are not learning for yourself. You are learning for others that He will bring your way. So as you are going, you have a demand to live up to expectation. And that's why He said, walk worthy. All these things, walk worthy. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for all that He has been given to us. It has been so beautiful, so mind-blowing that a being called God can think of man and now then that man will come and inherit him. God, not man, God. Even your fathers at times, when we are growing, they will not give you everything you need to know. Your Bible will say, "Nkan ta fi jomo de lo akin fi han." That is man. But God is saying, all that I've used to of you, I want you to come and know it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's go to Ephesians. Just going to share with us briefly, and my prayer is that the Lord will grant our feet to be established in these things. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1:15. He said, wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus. So I heard, it came to me, your faith, your walk in the Lord Jesus, your training by the Lord Jesus. He has trained you and you have yielded to that training. He has given you the word of faith and you have responded to the word of faith. And love unto all the saints. You can't meet with the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints will not flow out of your being. He said, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Next verse. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us ward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. Now, many times we pray this. It's good to pray it. But I want us to know that this prayer, Paul was praying for those who have journeyed in the faith. They have mastered faith. And that was why they could now come into the knowledge of the power that is at work within us. He said, the eyes of your understanding being, he didn't say be, being enlightened is a continuous thing. You have journeyed a journey, but that journey has brought you to a point whereby the eyes of your understanding now can be enlightened. This is not for babies. This prayer is meant for those who have journeyed with Christ. You have come to master faith. You have come into the understanding of faith. This is not for carnal man. This prayer, we call it good. But I want you to know that this prayer is pray for those who have journeyed. Praise God. He said that the eyes, so it tells us when you have learned faith, learning of faith is the opening or entrance of another knowledge. And that knowledge is the knowledge of God. Praise God. Go to 16, please. Cease not to give thanks for you. Thanksgiving is a prayer. Some will just say that when you want to start prayer, start with thanksgiving. After thanksgiving, supplication. Thanksgiving is a prayer. He said, I will enter his gate with thanksgiving in my heart. If thanksgiving ministered entrance. You cannot give thanks if you don't appreciate what you have. You cannot give thanks if you don't understand what God has given. You cannot give thanks if the knowledge of what he has done is not made manifest to you. For Christ to come, and come and show us God, the word thanksgiving. You need to wake up in the morning and say, God, thank you for Jesus. If it's not for Jesus, we will not be where we are today. You cannot be talking of God. God doesn't look at anything except it's Jesus, it's Christ. Praise God. Now, he said, giving thanks. He said, giving thanks unto the Father, which had made us meet to be partakers. See that partakers? Made us to be partakers. Like Pastor Thompson was saying yesterday, Christ is in parts. He's in measures. So he made us to be partaker. So you can partake of Christ. You can inherit Christ. Praise God. When you say inheritance, or you say salvation, They are the same thing. So you can be part of Christ. Not all of us. All the body is Christ. So you have a part in Christ. So giving says that God has made you be part of Christ. And take your part in Christ. So when you take your part in Christ, that means the content of Christ is in you. You have been raised. You are no longer a babe. Your focus has been shifted to looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher. You are seeing only Him, nothing else. So now you are not part of Christ, and Jesus Christ is the head of that body. So God can only come to His body. So you cannot inherit God outside Christ. You are part of Christ. So we have to learn faith and learn it well. Praise God. It's all about knowing faith. Not when you say no. Knowing is not head knowledge. When the professor is standing, his knowledge is not head. It's his personality. So when you see a professor, he is professing by his life. As he's speaking that which has become part of him. He's not head. If he's still head, then he's not a professor. Now, God wants us to come and master him to the point that it is not in quoting. It is not in reciting Bible verses. It is in walking. It's in walking. As you walk, your conversation will be revealed. What we have learned should take us over. You are mad. That's the state. That what you have learned, it has become part and parcel of you. When you are sleeping, you are Christ. When you are awake, you are Christ. In your office, you are Christ. Wherever you are Christ, because you have taken your part in Christ and you are occupying your place. He said, occupy till I come. Occupy what? Occupy your place. Know your place. Stand in your place. And when this thing becomes so clear to all of us, there will not be any competition. We know we are meant to help one another. I won't be jealous of what you are doing. Or instead, I will appreciate God for what He's doing in your life. Praise God. Because one man cannot take all of Christ. He's the one that has all the measure. But all we have parts. So we are partakers. So recognize your part. Stay in your part. And in your part become Christ. Because if you are not Christ, you cannot abide inside Him. And He cannot abide inside you. You understand what I'm talking about? This morning I'm just encouraging us. That these things we are hearing in this season is not for joke. It's not for fun. It's not a test. How was it? We enjoyed God. But our steps should change. Our conversation should change. As you meet with people, people should meet with God in you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So let's go to Ephesians. Let's go to 17. Praise God. 17, sir. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. So you see, what he was introducing to them now is God of our Lord Jesus. The Jesus Christ you have learned. The God who is the Father of glory. We were told that glory is also salvation. So he's the Father of salvation. When you say Father, it means he's the owner of salvation. May give unto you. Now this, what I'm saying here, this prayer here is meant for those who have attained, or you know, you have taken your part in Christ. And he's now introducing you to God, who is our great reward. Praise God. So may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Of who? Of God. We might come to the wisdom and revelation in the knowledge. In the... See, when you say knowledge, knowledge is God giving us something. It's much more, it's not a thing of the heart, it's not a thing of the head, but a thing of the heart. Your heart has been circumcised to now know God. See, when in Genesis, when the Bible says, and Adam knew his wife, it was an intimacy. God wants us to come into intimacy with him, to be able to lay hold on God, to be able to lay hold on salvation. Natural knowledge is not easy. When you have exams, you will burn the candle. If you don't burn the candle, it's failure. It's not even a matter of prayers. You must study. Now, much more, we need to study to know God. Much more, our hearts need to open and go after all of God. Because they only reveal him to who? Him that seeketh for all. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added. But it's a matter of seeking ye first. When you are seeking, you are searching with a full concentration. It's like something is lost and you want to recover that thing. You take all your strength. You take everything inside of you. You keep going after that thing. Ha, this thing, where is it? Hey, this thing, where is it? Where is it? You search. For example, if you lose something in the house, and maybe it's, let's say, like a book of this height. You know when you're looking for it, you're looking for it like a crazy person. You will search. You know, if it's under the cloth, you easily know that this thing is under the cloth because it will budge. But when you're looking for it, you won't even remember it's supposed to budge. You open under the cloth that is flat on your bed because you're looking for something. So that thing you're looking for has taken you over. And until it's found, you are not at peace. So we need to look for God. God is not on the surface. God is deep. And the only people that can find God, they are those who are in Christ. So it be taught to us that publishing salvation is publishing God. But before you can publish God, we need to publish peace. So you must master peace. That means you master faith. You come into full understanding of faith that you are no longer tossed to and fro. You are now rooted and grounded. It takes faith to be rooted and grounded. So when you are rooted and grounded and your focus is only one, one Lord, one God, one, not two. So when our focus is only on one, then we can come into the revelation of the spirit of wisdom and understanding. Here, when it says spirit of wisdom and revelation, this spirit of wisdom and revelation is that the spirit inside God himself and knowing Christ, we bring us to a level whereby we can now learn God. God is not... When we say God, some say they are God. God bless you. God. You know, God is... That G-O-D is a word that we use so much. My God. God. So easy. God. But it's not as easy as we are calling it. It's not. That you call God does not mean you know God. We must know him. This is the season to know God. Because this is the days of his power. Hallelujah. Amen. And he wants to make himself known unto man, so that man can come into the intention of the Father from the beginning. Hallelujah. Mercy is coming to us. And mercy. Praise God. Mercy is God. Mercy is God. So mercy is also salvation. Praise God. God reveals himself. He shows mercy. Now, before you can come in, you see, Psalm 23, the last part. We always quote it. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. He said, surely. There was a time pastor was teaching. Pastor said, that Psalm 23 is the Psalm of salvation. From the beginning to the end. You know, I said, surely, because he has led me, he has fed me, he has chastised me, he has helped me. I've known him to a level. I have journeyed with God. I know the God I have believed. He now said, because of this, surely, no doubt, because he has led me, I have followed him, surely. Goodness. When you say goodness, you are talking about Christ. He's the only one that is good. So goodness is of Christ. So he now says, surely goodness and mercy. Mercy is God. So shall follow me. No, when I say follow, it's not that they will be following you like this. They will be with me. My compartment, my being is of goodness and mercy. My person is goodness and mercy. It's not that you will follow my back. We will be together. I will dwell. That is it. I will dwell in the house of the Lord. So, goodness and mercy is to make us to dwell. Goodness and mercy, they are abiding places that we must abide in. So, I will dwell in the house of the Lord. The house of the Lord. You know, God himself is looking for an abiding place. God is not satisfied with heaven. Like some people say, want to go to heaven. Fine. Heaven is just a temporary habitation. There was a person who was saying, you can be in heaven and not see God. You want to go to heaven and see God. But you can be in heaven and not see God. Because God is above the heavens. He's above. The angels are not beholding him. God is hid. But in this season, the hidden God is revealing himself to man, not to angels. You can see the great love that God has for man. God loves man so much that he wants to reveal himself to man. When you say angels, now if an angel steps into Nigeria, you know somebody has stepped in. Because they are full of might. They are full of power. You can see John saw an angel and he worshipped him. He fell. They said, see that you do it not. Because the realm of an angel or the realm of angels is so far from the realm of man. But God is not looking at those angels. He's looking at man. And saying, I want to dwell in man. I want to dwell with man. I want man to carry me. So God himself is building an habitation for himself. That's the house of God. God is the one building the habitation. Not with bricks, but with lively stones. So he's going to dwell in their midst. That's where he wants to dwell. God is looking for an abiding place. So that tells you, you are part of that building. So you can no longer take it for granted. You should know that there is expectation for this generation to raise a house for the Lord. That God will be able to dwell in this house. That has been his plan from the beginning. And he's still on it. But we are so blessed. There was a day the head pastor was talking. And he was talking about this generation. This generation is very wonderful. Very playful, flippant. Let's move. Let's do this. Ministry. You want to jump all over the places. But God said, I made you like that. Because you are the one that can respond to life. So you know you're a blessed generation. You are not made like this for fun. You are made like this so that God can come and dwell inside his temple. You are to be raised as the building of the Lord. And God does not dwell in anything else except in Christ. So you have been called to be partaker of Christ. So that we can all raise a house for our God. That God will rest. God is looking for a resting place. And the resting place of God is salvation. And that salvation is to be revealed by man. So as we keep coming daily and daily, God is injecting himself into us. So he's building us up so that he can come and tabernacle. Praise God. You are important to God. I am important to God. And except you see that you are important and that God is depending on you, we will not take this race serious. Because so many things want to distract us. We are on this mountain for days now. Praise God. When you step out, you step back into your natural world. But in that your natural world, you should know that you have contacted God. You should go with the mindset of, I am not of myself. I have been bought. And because I am bought, I am in debt. My life is a debt to God. It's no longer your life. It's no longer my life. So when you say, I am you, your interpretation to see the love that God has given to me. So what should bother you should be things that wants to take that life from you. Things can come and take your house. Things can steal so many things, but they cannot steal God. That things are not working around you does not mean God is not working inside of you. He's the one that is working. That is the power towards us. He's a power. And he's working in us. Praise God. Pay attention to who or what that is working in you. So that you can become that which he wants you to be. So they can carry God. This is the season to carry God. This is the season to know God for who he is. This is the season to die for this God. Paul said, I die daily. I die daily. Because he has a focus. There is a goal. I must lay hold on eternal life. So as you keep pursuing God with the attitude to lay hold, you keep dying daily. They're taking your old nature away and giving you the new. The new that can abide in God. The new that God can abide in. Praise the Lord. So as commandments keeps coming, pay attention and do commandments. As you do that, we keep changing. We keep changing. So you have a part to play. The part is pay full attention. Be diligent in following God. And as you keep doing this, God keeps coming to us. God is looking for dwelling place. Praise God. And as you are walking this walk, God is seeing you. The devil is seeing you. But be rest assured, the one that called us is faithful and is able to perfect that which he has started in us. He's guiding us, he's working on us, and he's watching us so that we enter. Hallelujah. So that we will enter into God. Publishing salvation is publishing God. Now, if you don't know God, we cannot publish God. But God is attainable. Tell your neighbor, God is attainable. Oh, God is attainable. That's the hope. God is attainable. It's our hope. And we will attain God. We will bear God. We will manifest God. Even in Nigeria, We will manifest God in the mighty name of Jesus. His mercy will keep us. Mercy will open God to us. Mercy will grant us the grace to enter. Mercy will grant us the grace to abide in Him in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you for coming. Lord, we glorify your name this morning. And we say, Lord, that which I have ordained for this meeting, receive all in the mighty name of Jesus. For you are the God of all. You will give us your all in the mighty name of Jesus. Standing every people needs to walk, oh God. Help our hearts to see you and to lay hold on life in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that have come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Maryland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.